Hello, I'm Zoe Diamond with the BBC News. The United Nations has released satellite photos which it says show that the Temple of Bel in the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra has been destroyed by Islamic State militants. Nick Bryant reports.
The blurry satellite image released by the United Nations makes for depressing viewing, for it shows that almost nothing remains of the main structure at the centre of the temple. Earlier on, Syria's antiquities chief said that the basic structure of the 2,000-year-old site was still intact, despite attempts by the group calling itself Islamic State to demolish it with explosives. But a statement from the UN's training and research agency, UNITAR, confirmed the destruction of the main building, as well as a row of columns in its immediate vicinity. Its destruction will be widely viewed as an egregious act of cultural barbarity.
Thousands of pages of emails from the private server of the former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, are to be released by the US State Department shortly. Mrs. Clinton has said that it was a mistake for her to use a private server to send government correspondence. Richard Lister reports.
This is the fourth and largest release of Hillary Clinton's emails as Secretary of State, amounting to some 7,000 pages. Mrs. Clinton is adamant that she never sent or received any information marked as classified using her home server. But around 150 of the latest batch of emails have now been marked as classified as a result of the investigation. Her political opponents have accused her of putting American security at risk by using an unsecured computer system. While she remains the leading Democratic contender in the battle for the White House, support for her has now fallen to the point that Vice President Joe Biden is seriously considering challenging her for the nomination.
A jury in the United States has convicted a 74-year-old man of shooting dead three people outside two Jewish centres in Kansas City. During his trial, Frazier Glenn Cross said that he'd carried out the killings last year because he believed Jews were too powerful and were destroying the white race. None of his three victims was actually Jewish. Austria has stepped up the inspection of vehicles arriving from Hungary to look for migrants hiding in them. Officials say they've discovered more than 200 people since Sunday evening and have detained several suspected smugglers. Bethany Bell was at the Hungarian-Austrian border.
I saw one van, I think it was carrying vacuum cleaners. It was stopped on the border for quite a long time. And then I saw police escorting a woman carrying a tiny baby and three men who had clearly been in one of those vehicles. The migrants were then taken to a makeshift field hospital that the Red Cross has set up on the border there as well. We've also seen action on the trains today. This stream of people keeping on.
Bethany Bell with that report. This is the World News from the BBC. A Russian nuclear official based in the United States has pleaded guilty to arranging $2 million worth of corrupt payments. The US Justice Department said that Vadim Mikarin helped to illegally transfer to offshore accounts money that was paid by US companies seeking business with a Russian nuclear materials trader. Several people are reported to have been wounded in a gun battle between Israeli troops and Palestinian militants in the West Bank. Palestinian officials said heavy gunfire broke out when Israeli soldiers surrounded a house in Jenin to arrest Islamist militants. Venezuela has begun carrying out a census in towns along the border with Colombia as a diplomatic dispute with its neighbour intensifies. More than 1,000 Colombians have been deported since an attack by gunmen on a Venezuelan anti-smuggling patrol 2 weeks ago. Scientists say it is possible that 90% of the world's seabirds have plastic in their stomachs. The study's authors warn the problem will get worse unless action is taken to stop waste getting into oceans. Here's our science correspondent, Jonathan Amos.
To the foraging seabird, a discarded plastic cigarette lighter or a shiny bottle top might look like a fish. And if eaten, the debris may simply stay in the gut. As more plastic waste finds its way into the oceans, so the hazards increase. And on current trends, by mid-century, it's likely no seabird will be able to avoid it. As depressing as all this sounds, the problem is solvable, the scientists say. Their study indicates that if the stream of plastic waste getting into the oceans can be shut off, then seabirds have the capacity to recover quite quickly.
The Guatemalan president, Otto Pérez Molina, says that he will not step down over accusations of corruption. A congressional committee recommended on Saturday that he be stripped of immunity from prosecution over his alleged involvement in a customs scandal. That's the World News from the BBC.